Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show, where developing a long-lasting, happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. If you want to take your communication to a whole nother level, be sure to use my app, Keep the Glow KTG. You can get it wherever you get your apps. Also, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. And call me and leave a voicemail 24/7 with your marriage questions, and I'll respond back to your question on the next Tuesday episode. You can call 303-578-0618. So here's a call that came in.
How do you talk to someone that always walks out of the marriage, never wants to communicate, bitter? How do you fix a marriage of 35 years. Thank you.
It's sad to listen to this call because you can hear the hopelessness in this woman's voice. 35 years together, that's such a long time. That's such a large part of your life. And you start feeling hopeless if you feel like your partner is unresponsive, that your partner is asleep. And this happens a lot where people fall asleep in their marriage. They stop trying, they stop caring, they get complacent. And then on the other side of that, you can feel hopeless. You can feel voiceless. You can feel like you have no agency. So what do you do when you're on the other side of someone who is unresponsive? So here's some ideas to consider. The first thing to do is to bring up your concerns to your partner. Talk to them about how you're feeling. Talk to them about what's going on for you. Talk to them about your needs. Talk to them about how you feel like you're at an impasse, that you're starting to feel hopeless. Be honest with them with where you're at and what you're struggling with, because maybe they don't realize how serious things have become for you. Maybe they're taking you for granted. Maybe they're not realizing the impact of their complacency on the marriage. So the first step is talk to your partner. Let them know how you're really feeling. Be honest with them. Talk to them about the severity of where you are, where your heart is. If they don't respond well to that, if they do not respond in a receptive way, the next step is to ask them to join you by seeing a marriage counselor or a relationship coach. When you're working with that coach or that counselor, this is where you'll have the opportunity to work through resentments. A lot of people through the years grow these resentments. They have these roots of resentment that are not resolved. And that's one of the reasons they become complacent, because they have all these unresolved resentments. So hopefully through your work with a coach or a counselor, those resentments will be able to be addressed, highlighted, resolved, so that you guys can start opening up again. You can start communicating again. Also in that coaching or counseling, you can learn skills, you can learn tools on how to start rebuilding your friendship. Because often when there's resentments, the friendship also goes away and couples stop connecting, they stop communicating. If after 3 to 6 months of counseling or coaching, your partner still is complacent, still won't change, still won't become responsive in the marriage to you, or they refuse to go see a counselor or a coach right from the start, if that happens, the next round of defense you have, the next move that you have that I recommend, is get a separation. Because if you don't get a separation, what is that telling your partner? That's telling your partner that it's okay to mistreat me. It's okay to neglect me. It's okay to be asleep in our marriage. It's okay to be complacent, because I'm not going to do anything about it. That's what you're telling your partner. If after you've gone through step one, which is telling them how you're feeling and communicating, that doesn't work, you try step two, you go to a counselor or a coach, or they refuse to go, or they do go, but they still refuse to make any changes. If you've done those first two steps, the next step is you need to get a separation, because that separation can serve as a wake-up call. It says to them, I mean business. I'm not going to tolerate this. You need to change. I'm not going to accept this behavior any longer. If you don't get a separation, it enables them. It just tells them that they can continue to behave that way and you're not going to do anything about it. So the goal with the separation is not so that you can eventually get a divorce. It's so that you can serve as a wake-up call to your partner, hoping that they're going to finally wake up, that they're going to finally pay attention, that they're going to finally realize how serious this is. Because again, a lot of people who become complacent, they take their partner for granted. They think their partner will never leave them. They just get sloppy. They get lazy. And sometimes they need that wake-up call to realize you mean business and that they better shape up or it's going to be over. And so sometimes they need to see how serious the situation is, and they're not going to see that until they see you moving out. And if you initiate a separation, don't ask your partner to move out because you can't control that. You move out. And don't ask them to pay for your separate place where you're going to live because they may refuse and then you're not able to move out. So ideally, you would have your own source of income where you finance the separation. You pay for your own place because then you're in control. You're not dependent on your partner. And so that's also a good idea because if you're dependent on your partner financially, that could be a problem because then they're going to say, I'm not paying for your second place to live. Or if you ask them to move out, that could be a problem because they may say no. So if you are going to initiate a move out, a separation, you want to be in control of the process. And the only way you can be in control of it is you're the one that moves out and you're the one that pays for it because you have your own separate stream of income coming in. Once you move out, you want to be clear with your partner. I still love you. I still want this marriage to work. I just can't tolerate these behaviors any longer. Here's the list of changes I need to see. Please give me a list of changes you want me to work on so that it's clear to them what the purpose is of the separation. So they know they can still win you back if they start putting in some effort, if they start trying, if they start making some modifications in their behavior, if they wake up and pay attention to this list that you're providing them. If they do that, don't move back in right away because they may create a 180 change just to win you back, but it's not going to be sustainable. And then they go right back to their old behavior. So if you move out and they start changing, they start focusing, they start making these adjustments you're looking for, now you want to stay moved out for an extended period of time, several months at the minimum, to make sure those changes in them are going to stick, that they really mean business, that they're really going to last, that they're not just trying to make these changes to trick you into moving back in, but that they're going to sustain those changes over several months. Once they do that, that gives you confidence that they mean it, that they're going to sustain it, that they care, and then it's wise at that point to move back in. So hopefully that helps. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show. If you haven't already left a review, please do so. The reviews show me that this podcast is having an impact, that it matters, and that you're gaining value from it. So if you are gaining value from this podcast, please consider leaving a review. Also, if you're ready to take your relationship to the next level, consider enrolling in my Marriage Saver Society, MSS. Marriage Saver Society is my leading digital course that you can watch from the comfort of your living room. And in that class, I'm going to teach you step by step how to build a successful marriage. I'm going to share with you all my tools, my strategies, and my skills. And it comes with 4 sessions with one of my master coaches so that you have individualized support. To learn more, click the link in the description. And remember, your marriage is alive. If you care for it and nurture it, it will grow. If you deprive it and neglect it, it will wilt and die. The choice is up to you. Take care.